This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
He went from being on your dad's favorite radio show to doing his own thing. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, how are you? Are you doing good? Are you doing great? Question to hip-hop artists like Chris Brown and Jack Harlow and Lil Wayne. Why are you only doing 35 seconds of each song at a concert? If you go to AC/DC, if you go to Metallica, they do the full song. But when you go to a hip-hop concert, they don't? Man, funk that! Are you ready? I was born ready! Whatever. In your heart, you know he's
right. Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
That's me.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh my God! The week flew by, and here we are for episode 4 of Smirch. Now my Roman Catholic family went to church this morning up in Illinois. You know what I'm doing today? I'm giving you a Smirch service. I call it like I see it. Some might say it's sacrilegious or whatever. I don't care. I am sick and tired of religious people who judge others if they're not religious. You'll have a conversation with someone and they're like, you just haven't been around the right Christians. No, I'm just atheist. Let me have that. And they'll be like, oh, you got to come to my church. And it's like, come on now. And they're like, oh, you're doing the demon stuff of astrology. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Astrology and the Bible are really no different. Or Harry Potter. They're all passages. They're all stories. And if I want to believe that Mercury's in Gatorade, and that all these things happen to me because I'm a Virgo. Let me! Just like I let you think that there's some grand guy in the sky who dictates everything and wants all the credit, known as God. We all can believe in what we want. It's fine. I have friends that are so Christian, and I'm fine with them. I have friends that are so Christian that won't talk to me because I'm agnostic, leaning towards atheist. Man, funk that. I mean, seriously. Wasn't God all about, and wasn't Jesus all about, like, accepting everybody? I mean, we all know, I say this each week, we all know that Mary Magdalene really put out, really did her thing for the disciples. oh, you're going to ostracize somebody? You're going to call them an outcast because they don't believe in what you believe in? And why do you think that method would work? Oh, the Christians out there that are like trying so hard to make you convert. Why do you think that tactic would work? It becomes irritating. If somebody wants to believe in the three-letter word up in the sky, that's fine. But if somebody doesn't, that's fine. Leave us alone. Us agnostics go through enough. I'm so freaking jealous of religious people. It must be amazing to think that when you die, there's this grand afterlife that we all go to. I don't believe. And every night when I go to bed, I say, oh man, I'm about to die. Because I believe every night that you get some sleep, that is another version of you dying. And it always makes super religious people uncomfortable when I bring that up. Then they usually stop talking to me because I'm bringing logic. And religious people don't like logic. And they'll go against anything that's logical because it might go against religion, like science. And that was my smirch. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're all hanging out and laughing. If not, I don't care. That's the beauty of this show. Tyra Banks says she likes to get down and dirty, man. Oh, you know, she's a dirty girl. Why is she a dirty girl? She likes popping pimples. That is a hot girl thing. I'm telling you, I've dated girls before that have popped my pimples, and they'll be like, "Popping it," and you look so pretty, but it hurts. Especially living in Florida, where it's so hot. Here is Tyra Banks.
I like to pick. Yeah. I like the toe, and yes. If it has some stuff in it, I don't mind digging it out. And then a pimple, like if you had a pimple,
you'd be staring at me the whole time.
I would be staring at you.
What would be your?
Tyra's so freaking vain, man. A model being vain? No way! I didn't think that was possible.
Mental track. What would be going on in the brain?
I want it so bad.
Oh, I want you, baby. Sit on my lap, you freaking killer.
It's an addiction. It's disgusting and erotic at the same time. Yeah.
There's nothing erotic about it, but that's fine. I'll be Dr. Pimple Popper for you in bed.
Now, where do you draw the line? Because, no, I know.
I
There's
do
plenty
draw
of people.
The line.
Where?
Back door.
Nether regions. I'm not picking up in those.
Oh, wow, man. She's just getting naughty at her age. I don't know if you know this. I lost my virginity to a 51-year-old at the age of 21. So I love cougars. Sit on my lap. 856. 49 Hoppy. The Golden Bachelor, Mel Owens, says he's sorry for saying that he won't date anybody over 60. He's just mad about the backlash. But again, I'll say this over and over to you. Who cares if some older dude wants to bang a younger girl? As long as he's not waiting outside of the high school and is like, hey, are you ready? I'll come pick you up from school. As long as he's not doing that, and as long as he meets some outside of a high school and college or whatever, who cares? If it's legal, if it's consensual, let them. Plus, the girl gets fancy meals. Guys, you want to know if a girl is talking to other guys besides you and maybe two other dudes? Like, there's a lot of times when you're doing the hookup thing that, like, you'll be talking to a girl. You know she's talking to, like, two other dudes, but maybe it's, like, 17. If she goes to, like, if you're, like, in, let's say, Tampa Bay, that's where I live. If you go to, like, Burn Steakhouse, but she goes on, like, a Tuesday or Wednesday night, but takes a picture of the meal and not who she's with, she's banging other people, bro. I'm sorry. It's just the honest truth. And I know a lot of people don't like me because I'm a little too honest on here. It's a part of my bipolar. But I don't care. I really don't. Michelle Obama, who I used to have the biggest crush on, and now I just think she's insufferable. She said that ESPN is turning into like one of those housewives shows. You go, girl. You go, Michelle. It's so freaking true. All the freaking mutants on those shows will never shut up. I should take my own advice. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can leave me a voicemail. Here is Michelle Obama talking about ESPN.
Mm-hmm. This is where I want to educate my brother and even my husband who will be listening.
No, he's not. He's banging a side check.
Culture is king.
Yeah, you know? Sure is
I mean,
king.
The truth is like they razz me about my love of reality TV.
She just sounds so miserable and so subconscious. Who cares if other people rip into you about what you watch? Maybe it's because deep down, you know, you're watching crappy TV.
And the Real Housewives.
Let's go.
Watch it all.
You watch it all?
Oh, my God. No. Please don't take this the wrong way. I have nothing against gay people. So I'm impressive. I'm going to specify and preface it with that. I am 100% gay rights. But there is nothing worse than a gay podcast interview host who kisses the ass of the female guest. Oh my God, Michelle Obama, everything you freaking say is so spot on. Thank you.
All of it. They think that sports is better reality TV. I was like, it's the same thing. There's drama.
It's really not, honey. It's actually real to a point, unless it's the NFL.
There's so storytelling. Much drama. Yeah, that's right.
You know, if I listen to ESPN for an hour, it's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's
you
right.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. you know, it's the same drama, and they're yelling at each other, yeah. and they don't get along.
She's projecting about her home life.
You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every...
Yeah.
You go, Michelle. Call him out.
He'd
be a great host. Real housewife.
He'd be the worst. I'd have to freaking mute it.
Right.
It would be amazing.
It's not that amazing. Oh my God, we're gay and we're interviewing a woman. Shut up. Again, I have nothing against gay people, so I don't want people going, oh, it's homophobic. No, I'm not. I'm actually one of the most woke 31-year-olds you'll find. But I can't stand a gay interviewer. It's like, oh my God, I'm so glad to be here. I'm going to ask no hard-hitting questions like about a loveless marriage where they're obviously banging other people. Do you see my point? Paul Heyman says he needs to replace Stephen Colbert.
Hello, Moto.
That was weird.
There he is. That's my guy.
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere. Paul, good to see you again. CBS just announced.
I'm not saying everybody should do Ozempic, but oh my God, Paul Heyman. Listen, wait, bud. You look like Mike Calta, but somehow you look healthier than him. Mike Calta might be the most unhealthiest looking dude ever. If anybody reports this to Mike, hit the gym, Mike. You make $1 million. Like, you love to brag. Lose some weight.
They're getting rid of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I think it's the dumbest move CBS has ever made.
All right. Why? They are losing $30 million a year.
Why?
Why? Because they fired Stephen Colbert and they canceled the show.
Yeah, Boomer. No one's watching it. This video of you on TikTok might get more views than that show actually did.
CBS should have kept the show.
Yeah.
Renamed it The Late Show starring Paul Heyman. Can you
imagine? That'd be terrible.
Imagine every night except for Mondays when I'm on Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. Welcome to The Late Show.
Yeah, I'll be sure not to watch that if that happened. I know it won't happen, but stupid. Alec Baldwin is a piece of garbage. I hope you all know that. The lawsuit against New Mexico prosecutors has been dismissed. No one has filed anything in months. He was suing them. Just go away, dude. You got away with manslaughter, okay? If I did that, I would go to hell. But oh, you were in Beetlejuice and 30 Rock. Screw you, dude. Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy busted an L.A. traffic stop. Cop said he had a gun. He was out in L.A. on Sunday at 2:30 a.m. Officers spotted a firearm in his car, and he was taken into custody. I don't understand why you need a gun. I don't get guns, man. Maybe it's because I'd probably kill myself if I got really depressed. Just being honest. So I don't want it in the house. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I really don't get it. Like, it's just like, cool. You got something that can kill somebody. Wow. So innovative and awesome. He's so cool. Gun rights. We got to have our guns. Guns are good for kids. No, they're freaking not. So there's that. This is a video I can't play, but because it's got music in the background. But Halei Baldwin was on Instagram playing footsie with her husband, Alec. I would rather watch the Hulk Hogan sex tape than freaking that. Nothing's more nauseating than seeing a happy Baldwin. Nothing makes me more sick to my stomach than thinking about him being happy. The mastermind behind 9/11 will be freed in a few days. Oh, yeah. I'm glad America's just really forgotten about 9/11. Those scumbags should have been put to death. Just being honest. The way we have been desensitized about 9/11 is freaking sad. There is a guy running for mayor of a town in Massachusetts, and his name is Jeffrey Epstein. I am so sorry, bro. It's going to freaking suck. He said he's proud of his name. He's not. You know he's not. He couldn't be. The name Jeffrey Epstein? Come on now. That ain't it, dog. That ain't it. Nikki Bella says, my breast implant is stuck in my ribs. They still look hot, though. Show them off. We have no proof if they're nice or not. But if you show us your boobs that are attached to your ribs, then maybe we can be able to judge. But if you're just going around telling us that your boobs look nice, but we have no proof, come on now. That clip will load in 18 seconds. 856-49-DIZZY is a bitch. That is 856-494-6773. I had somebody come up to me at Publix and go, Dizzy is a bitch. I'm like, thank you. He is. I'm glad that's catching on, that little freaking coward. All right. Here is Nikki Bella.
I mean, your implant okay? I think it's stuck in your ribs, but...
I think it is. I had to go to the doctor yesterday to get my tit looked at.
I did.
I just was telling Brie, I'm like having conversations with my shirt off, and I'm thinking in my head, like, I didn't think I'd be here today on my day off in New York City getting my boobs looked at. Knowing that my implant, I think, has moved.
You know, dating her is a lot of work.
And I'm like, all right.
It has.
It has moved.
There you go. The riveting news. I'm sure there's a bombing that's going on overseas. But... hey, we talked about Nikki Bella's tit. Those are the important things that we talk about on Happy Hour with Ryan Happy. We try to forget about the chaos known as this world. Known as the world we have where our president went to pedophile island. We all try to forget about that and dance around it and act like it doesn't exist.
We're learning that Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved.
It's Ghislaine.
From a low security prison to a less restrictive prison camp with fewer guards and limited perimeter fencing.
Oh, that's good. She helped exploit women, but hey, we're giving her rights. Do you see the problem with this country?
Just a week after meeting with the Justice Department's number two ranking official. The transfer from a federal prison in Florida to a prison camp in Texas places Maxwell in the same facility as celebrity convicts like Elizabeth Holmes.
That sociopath!
Former CEO of a failed blood testing startup, and Jen Shah of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
The only thing I'm guilty of is...
farting in bed.
Being shamazing.
The Justice Department's Bureau of Prisons gave...
that might have been the douchiest thing I ever heard. The only thing you're accused of is giving guys HIV.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being shamazing.
The Justice Department's Bureau of Prisons gave no specific reason for the abrupt move. But this morning, the family of one of Jeffrey Epstein...
I'm going to use the word Donald Trump.
Hopkins victims is sharply criticizing the transfer. Virginia Giuffre's family writing, "It is with horror and outrage that we object to the preferential treatment convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell has received."
Ghislaine!
The controversy erupting during a week in which President Trump weighed in on his falling out with Epstein, which he suggested was tied to Giuffre, who died by suicide earlier this year.
"I think she worked at the spa."
"I think she did, bud, and I think you banged her."
"I think so. I think that was one of the people." He stole her. And by the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know.
Yeah, because you're hooking her up. You know what I mean?
"I'm being honest. Yeah. It makes it more difficult to do."
If someone's saying they're being honest, they're not.
"I'm being honest. Yeah. It makes it more difficult to do."
Donald Trump is sharing his honest thoughts about pardoning Sean Diddy Combs. 2 months after saying he would, quote, look into the facts, when asked about pardoning his former friend Combs, who has since been found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution, but acquitted on sex trafficking and racketeering charges, President Trump now clarifies his comments during an interview with Newsmax on August 1st.
"That's not a biased news site or anything.
Sean Diddy Combs."
"Right.
Would you consider pardoning him?"
"Well, he was essentially, I guess, sort of half innocent."
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. He's still in jail or something, but yeah. He was...
I hate when he pretends like he doesn't know what's going on.
Shut up!
Celebrating a victory, but he seems, I guess it wasn't as good as a victory. Probably, you know, yeah. I was very friendly with him. I got along with him. Great.
Ran a train on a few girls until I got soft. Because I have a small penis.
Seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know him well.
Oh, real good guy. Real guy of a character.
But when I ran for office, he was very hostile.
He said some not so nice things about you, sir.
Yes.
It's hard, you know, like you, we're human beings.
Right.
And we don't like to have things cloud our judgment, right?
Your whole life has been clouded, Bun. You nepo baby. Scumbag!
But when you knew someone and you were fine, and then you run for office and he made some terrible statements. So, I don't know. It's more difficult. It makes it more. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Stop saying you're being honest, because you're not! Does that mean other times you talk, you're not being honest?
Makes it more difficult to do.
But...
I feel stupider for having listened to it.
856-49-HOPPY.
It's 856-494-6773.
The White House, and not everyone is digging it. President Trump is building a massive ballroom attached to the East Wing.
It will be beautiful. It'll be views of the Washington Monument.
What about the cheap groceries and $2 gas, you scumbag? Oh, wait, that's right. You inherited Obama's economy. Do it again, bud.
It won't interfere with the current building. I won't be. It'll be.
No one cares. We just want things to get cheaper, man. That's all we care about. But you're a failed businessman who luckily got money from his father.
Near it, but not touching it.
In renderings released by the White House, the ballroom has grand columns and lots of windows. Inside, it's a large.
I wonder if Ghislaine Maxwell will be in there.
Large open space, big enough to seat 650 guests.
He has that many friends?
And no Trump-inspired space would be complete without gold accents.
That's good. Such a sociopathic douchebag.
In fact, it looks a lot like the ballroom at Mar-a-Lago.
It'll be a great legacy project, and I...
What legacy? That you covered up pedophilia?
I think it'll be special.
The Trump ballroom is getting a mixed reception. Hideous, says the Bulwark website.
All right, damn.
The Jeffrey Epstein case, 24 hours after President Trump made that claim that Jeffrey Epstein, quote, stole young women who worked at his Mar-a-Lago resort from Trump's spa. Virginia Giuffre's family responding. Giuffre had said she worked at Mar-a-Lago in the spa, and her family now telling the president not to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine!
Here's Rachel Scott.
24 hours after President Trump's remarkable new claim that Jeffrey Epstein stole young women who worked at his Mar-a-Lago resort, an anguished response from the family of one of those women. Virginia Giuffre. Giuffre claims she was
poor thing
approached at Mar-a-Lago in 2000 by Epstein's companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, who then sex trafficked her to Epstein.
I was recruited at a very young age from Mar-a-Lago, and
entrapped in a world that I didn't understand.
Yeah. This week, Trump said Giuffre was one of several employees Epstein stole from him.
I think she...
That's a freaking weird way of saying that you were hanging out with underage girls.
Worked at the spa. I think so. I think that was one of the people. He stole her.
Stoned her? What?
By the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know.
Oh, sure. There's never been a complaint about you. You're so perfect, you stupid boomer.
No, none whatsoever.
Giuffre? His family calling it shocking to hear Trump say that he was aware that Virginia had been stolen from Mar-a-Lago.
It didn't even care. He's got all the power to save her. Oh, that's right. He was there, guys.
Makes us ask if he was aware of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal actions.
Yeah, he should have never admitted that. He should have just kept his mouth shut. But this just in. Trump's stupid.
They also pointed to what Trump told New York Magazine in 2002, 2 years after Giuffre was allegedly trafficked to Epstein. Trump praising Epstein, telling the magazine, it is even said...
God, they have soulless eyes. Freaking Ghislaine Epstein.
...that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side.
That's not good.
Today, I asked the president.
You said that Jeffrey Epstein stole people from Mar-a-Lago. At the time, did you know why he was taking those young women, including Virginia, who was just 16 at the time?
I would figure it was ABC fake news that would ask that question.
What a freaking douche! You suck!
The worst. But no, I don't know really why.
God, if there was a definition of a small penis, it'd be him. Like, he is the definition of a small penis. Small dick energy.
The fight over your morning cup of coffee isn't just about the beans.
I think
the best part about working radio is that you get free coffee. Makes you poop in 20 minutes, though.
You know what you're really craving.
So, like, when I'm working with MJ and he does the hour and 20 minutes of his show where he's number one, I literally cannot drink coffee beforehand. Or I gotta go! All right, so Taco Bell and McDonald's is adding a new coffee.
And it's all about snagging your dollars for innovative drinks to start the day with.
Oh, they're so innovative by being $7.99.
From Starbucks' own blended strawberry matcha frappuccino to Dunkin's collab with the queen of espresso herself.
All right, so I got to be careful with copyright, but I wonder if she has threesomes while drinking that coffee.
This episode of Bluey is not available to stream for some Australians. But rest assured, it's not on account of controversial content inside the cartoon series phenomenon.
Yeah. God, I'm so glad I got a vasectomy and didn't have kids. I cannot imagine watching this.
Ooh. Hey, Whee! No, look, I've got a garden. Yeah, me too.
Shut up.
Can't have too many of these.
Burn it
up. You can be my husband.
The season two story titled Hammer Barn chronicles the Heeler family's trip to a hardware megastore.
What?
With one real-life chain, Bunnings Warehouse, partnering with BBC Studios to temporarily rebrand with the fictional store's name, along with packing their shelves with Bluey-themed merchandise. Now the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's noting the collab clashes with their legal policies.
Whatever, so there's that.
A California man was arrested after allegedly scamming millions from...
Could this freaking reporter sound any more less excited? Have some energy!
A California man was arrested after allegedly scamming millions from women on dating apps.
What?
Christopher Earl Lloyd was hit with a 14-count federal indictment. The 39-year-old's alleged deeds were laid out in a press release July 24th.
I got it!
With the state's district attorney's office alleging Lloyd over a nearly three-year span swindled $2 million off his victims by giving them, quote, the impression that he was financially successful and knowledgeable about investments. Lloyd allegedly targeting women across multiple dating apps, including Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge.
Man, Bumble was where I got the most laid. Hinge, not so much. Those high-class girls, man.
Prosecutors charged Lloyd with 13 counts of wire fraud, plus another...
I'm sure he was talked about in that Facebook group. Are we dating the same guy? Are we? Because we're never the problem. It's everybody else, and we'll slander them. But if a man did that... Actually, I'm not ready to go to break. I want to play this video about, are we dating the same guy?
Only this show would start playing the outro and then, you know, go to a TikTok. I want to play those. And then we'll go to break. Okay? Does that work with you? If it doesn't, I don't care. All right. Let me click this. I had a pretty good way of going to break, but I decided to make my show a little more boring. All right. Here we go. And you know what I should do? You know what I think would help my cause? If I unmuted them.
It's like Facebook groups that are we dating the same guy. These are just a group of toxic women coming together and disguising gossip for girl power. Now, I'm not giving these men a free pass, like men who are truly crappy and have horrible intentions. However, when did y'all get to become Judge Judy? Putting people's pictures, information about them, accusations. They're not there to defend themselves. And I'm sorry, Jessica from Austin, but last I checked, chemistry, maturity, compatibility, they're not a one-size-fits-all. Just because maybe you weren't a good fit for him, or maybe y'all did not work out or he did not want you, does not mean that he is not going to be a good fit or a good man.
Yeah, you moron!
For someone else. Like, some of these groups are out here ruining lives. People are losing their jobs, their reputation, all because these women want to seek validation. You're not trying to help other women. You want validation for yourself. And even if a man does do you wrong, that doesn't mean that this person cannot change and that they are not worthy of finding someone good and compatible for them. It just shows that you're bitter. But imagine if the roles were reversed and men were in a Facebook group.
Thanks, baby! Will you marry me? You're awesome!
Posting your picture, accusations, all the things, and you weren't there to defend yourself. Oh my gosh, people would be getting canceled. People would be running in the streets of misogyny! And remember, not every red flag is a man. Sometimes it's a woman waving it.
So, I've just met you, and this is crazy, but call me maybe. No, but seriously. Will you marry me? You sound like the greatest girl ever. All right, here's the deal! We're going to come back in happy hour and keep this party going and going and going.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for happy in the morning.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folk.
All righty. Here is P.I.T. What are you? You hurt me. It's from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
P.I.T.
A.K.A. the Don, baby. Let all my fans get up close and personal. They can see how I came up. Pain, pieces, and cream, I hear in this ghetto, baby. In other words, we stay struggling, you feel me? You heard me.
The man that's on everything, so when I'm smoking, you can't fuck on my tang, and I ain't creeping the sand. You my brother, and I love you to death. You're jealous hearted, so I keep to myself. I gotta tell you, you heard me. The man that's on everything, so when I'm smoking, you can't fuck on my tang. For the family, I wasn't hating or nothing. Ain't got no pictures as a child, I wasn't living or something. First one to be accused, mama money got missing. I tried to tell him that I was a star, see ain't nobody listening. Hurt me now, but in a way I guess I took it in stride. Had to go and steal them spanks just to learn how to drive. My brother Avery had his friends and he ain't want me to go. Bloody man told my mama Scooby Doo he gon' blow. She used to call me that, it made me feel like somebody see me. They wanted to make my people proud, make them all wanna be me. Lesson I got in the world. One day I caught my brother Avery straight up fucking my girl. Now you know your boy was hot, but still I kept it straight pimpin'. Instead of turn, I got a drill, I had a bounce in the flippin'. Still remember through the years, man, all the fights in the room. But what you did to try and scar me, that's a hell of a wound. It hurts me. And man, that's on everything. So when I'm smoking, you can't fuck on my tang. And I ain't creepin' the sand. You my brother and I love you to death. You're jealous hearted, so I keep to myself. I gotta tell you, you hurt me. And man, that's on everything. So when I'm smoking, you can't. Time in my life when I was 13 years old. You had that candy red cat with the wood on your nose. Introduced me to my brothers, but they was heavily sick. I still remember when you told me to get them ones at your bar. My bachelor part of me and Derek throwing ones at the bar. I never thought that I would be the one to fall in your shoes. But growing up without no destiny, got me singing the blues. You heard me. You need to know how I feel. And ain't no brothers, I'm just keeping it real. And man, I love you for still. It ain't hard to see the pain in my eyes. My game's the tight like I was built with some flies. Just thought I'd tell you, you heard me. You need to know how I feel. And ain't no brothers, I'm just keeping it real. And man, I love you for still. It ain't hard to see the pain in my eyes. My game's the tight like I was built with some flies. I would've struggled with my life cause I was young and so dumb in them streets. I met this girl and ended up talking and ended up getting in them sheets. Mama always used to tell me what the business was. Ain't wanna hear, so what I did, I cut my mom in the mind. Going to school to graduate, she kept me fly, never a figure. Whole time that we were beefing, she was fucking this nigga.
I got it.
My mouth, they know the shit would hit the fan, you know the truth won't come out. Everybody looking at me, cause the baby ain't mine. Yeah, she must have saw the future and wanted a piece of my shine. I ain't hating the men, the baby, daddy down in the day. Matter of fact, we just took a fleet together and smoked up the chain. Was serving you to take a seat, that wasn't even much mine. All your cousins looking at me like they know that you're lying. Ain't no brand, the best man wins, so I'ma take it and try. But then you could've come up on and just apologize. You heard me, and I'ma leave it like that. We both moved on, so ain't no time to go back. I know you heard I got sacked. But regardless, girl, it is what it is. You tried to trap me, now I'm spraying your beers. I had to tell him you heard me. And I'ma leave it like that. We both moved on, so ain't no time to go back. I know you heard I got sacked. But regardless, girl, it is what it is. You tried to trap me, now I'm spraying
your beers. That was Pit, playing in time.
To be like that, baby.
Would you hurt me?
I love a 2 out of 3 of y'all.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank God for then.
2003, I guess.
I ain't showing no love to them haters.
Whatever.
Only the real gonna represent.
Shut up.
I just had to bring you into my world. Hippified Russia, B.I.T. Hey.
Oh, yeah. You. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best Kevin Kratom bar around. Southeast Botanicals at southeastbotanicals.net. He's at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. And B is for Buddha. If you go there and you tell Colin I sent you, he'll hook you up. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. This is being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. If you go there for some women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, if you go there, they will hook you up. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. And that is in Tampa. But you gotta sign up at RichKBarber.com. And when you go there, he'll hook you up. WestChaseprinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs. Whatever the hell you need, I'll hook you up. Are you mentally ill like me?
Mm-hmm.
CounselingOnCall.net. If you live in Florida or Maryland, they will hook you up. CounselingOnCall.net. Tell them I sent you. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com. For the best pre and post workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. All right, I actually want to be positive for once. So it's not a question. It's a statement to the city of Tampa. When I went to Metallica, they closed off all the roads on Dale Mabry. And I walked to Burger King when I take an Uber. This time, it was open. So I was able, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to walk to Burger King where I parked at International Mall and pay $6 for an Uber. So instead of a funk that, let's do a love that. da 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 da. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A jelly bean? You got it.
Because someone needs to say it. Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is here for you.
All right. What is it?
Because focus is overrated, you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
You know you are. You haters out there that claim to hate me, but you keep listening. Mm-hmm.
He went from being on your dad's favorite radio show to doing his own thing. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? It's DJ Love Cheese from the world-famous Man Cow Show, and you're listening to my good pal and radio legend, Ryan Hoppy on the Hoppy Hour.
Wow, thank you. I love when people add the radio legend part. Boost my ego. I forgot about my voice at the end. There I am, making it about me, like the only child narcissist I am.
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Other stations are tuned in too.
What a surprise. I'm all freaking swimming.
Happy Hot Topic.
Orlando Bloom is seemingly sharing his reaction to Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau's dating rumors.
Yeah, there's nothing weirder than thinking about when your ex is banging someone else, especially when they become lesbian.
After the satirical outlet The Onion shared a fake article on social media about Orlando on a date with former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, which is seemingly referencing the rumored romance between the pop star and the former Canadian Prime Minister, Orlando reacts to the joke.
It's not seemingly reacting to it. It is.
It started with the outlet writing under an AI-generated photo of Orlando with Angela. Just weeks after announcing his split with fiancée Katy Perry, English actor Orlando Bloom was photographed Friday dining with former German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
What?
Angela kept Orlando laughing all night. He couldn't keep his eyes off her, said an insider source.
It's freaking cute.
Orlando then takes to the comment section to give the outlet a round of applause.
No one cares. Just get along with the kid. Make sure the kid doesn't have to deal with your narcissism.
Katy and Justin's romance speculation came just over a month after it was confirmed that she and her fiance Orlando, who share 4-year-old daughter Daisy, decided to end their engagement.
All right, there's
Sha'Carri Richardson is facing legal trouble. On July 27th, the Olympic star was arrested at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport after an alleged incident with her boyfriend and fellow track and field sprinter Christian Coleman.
Treat this the same way a man beating up a woman. Domestic violence bad overall, but the women seem to get away with it a little more.
At the TSA security checkpoint, according to a police report obtained by The Athletic. Report states, per the outlet, that Richardson was involved in a heated argument with her boyfriend of 2 years when the arresting officer alleged she shoved Coleman multiple times as he was walking away. She then appeared to throw a pair of headphones at him, per the outlet.
Oh, geez, that's the big one. Here's your beach, bitch!
After reviewing the security footage, police deemed her actions probable cause for arrest on fourth-degree domestic violence assault charges, per the report.
Yeah, treat her the same as a man.
Ultimately,
she looks like one to anyone.
Richardson spent less than 24 hours in custody, with Coleman refusing to press charges as he, quote, declined to be a victim.
All right, there's that is a bad relationship. All right, there. And you're a mutant! I don't like you.
Get the off!
Buddy.
Get off!
Old habits!
Jumping to the she's causing a scene. You see that?
Die hard.
I'm off today. Let's go.
Where's the beach?
Come on, go. Come on, you're on.
It's a skit of Jersey Shore and the cop that arrested her.
Come on. Get the f*** off.
So I like to embrace the messiness of life.
Are you?
Me too, huh?
Probably the messiest moment of 2010, a drunk Snooki getting arrested.
I remember that. There was a girl named Sam K who went to my high school, and she just used to blow everybody in the football team and show off her boobs. And man, she was trying so hard to be Snooki. I remember I was at a party and she was getting laid and everyone's like, oh, there she is being Snooki.
On the beach.
Sorry to the people in Illinois that are like, don't talk about that. At least I didn't say the name.
You were placed under arrest, brought back to police headquarters, should be processed and should be released on a summons, okay?
Cameras capturing every sloppy stumble on Jersey Shore.
I'm a good person.
We know, you're a drunken mess.
Glad to see you be a little messy over on Jersey Shore.
I said mess, and then they said messy.
We're back in
a
the
little.
Day.
Here. I got arrested.
All right, I'm getting freaking bored with this. Britney Spears is a freaking mutant. Yeah, she's a mutant, though.
So, to me right now, it's all good.
Okay.
So,
you want me to stand by, or
I think just maybe follow the back. Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
All right, it doesn't really translate the video, but there she was acting up.
If you follow ghost stuff, this is about as big as it gets.
Matt Rife has made an interesting new purchase.
You ever notice when ugly people judge Matt Rife? Like all the morning radio hosts that are ugly are like, Matt Rife sucks! I'm like, no, you're jealous of his looks, bunny.
On August 1st, this...
I'm about to whip somebody's ass!
Stand-up comedian shares to social media that he is now one of the proud new owners of Ed and Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum, which is home to allegedly haunted items such as the Annabelle doll.
Hey guys, super random but incredible announcement. I have just bought the Ed and Lorraine Warren's Home and Occult Museum with my very good friend Elton Castay.
Must be nice.
If you guys have ever seen any of the Conjuring films, Annabelle films, or even...
I love these people in the comment section. You don't want to mess with that! It's not different than religion. Shut up!
Amityville Horror. This is the home that inspired all of those stories.
All right, so he bought that.
I mean, is this my time that I've been waiting for to go? So, like, I have so much information.
Alex Earl is adding fuel to the feud rumors.
Alex Earl is a part of the Call Her Daddy podcast network. And then that sociopath, Alex Cooper, kicked her out. And I think it's very similar to my breakup with Calta, where somebody has aspirations and the big show can't handle it. Alex Cooper has small boob energy. Calta has someone in the internet.
In an August 1st TikTok, the influencer seemingly confirms that there was indeed a falling out between her and Alex Cooper after the media mogul dropped Earl's podcast from her Unwell Network. Mm. With Alex joking that her co-star,
Unwell,
the personalized
honey.
Astrology app, gave her permission to spill the tea.
My co-star told me that I can start today. It told me. It said you can start some
Alex Earl is acting like just because Alex Cooper is insufferable that she's not.
So, I mean, co-star told me to. And like, low-key, I kind of like, I mean, is this my time that I've been waiting for to go? So like, I have so much information.
Really? I kind of feel that about Calta. He tries to poke the bear and I'm like, bro, I know everything about you. Clean your marriage.
Yeah. I just been waiting for co-star to tell me to.
I feel stupider for listening to her.
And while the 24-year-old doesn't mention Cooper by name in the video...
Of course not. I don't want to get lost
in. Though, in the comments, Alex appears to allude to bad blood between herself and the Call Her Daddy host. With one fan writing, yes, tell us what happened with Alex Cooper. Thank you.
I'm getting bored. What's going on here? The freaking royal family. Bunch of freaking mutants! They're not even politicians. They're essentially the UK's version of the Kardashians. A bunch of talentless mutants. And Prince Harry, I guess, said some really mean things about Meghan Markle. Or Prince Andrew did. And Prince Harry wanted to fight him. You should shut up, Prince Andrew. You're a pedophile! And here's this.
Prince Harry is setting the record straight. Ahead of the release of a new book about Prince Andrew called entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York, which alleges that Harry punched his uncle over comments made about Meghan Markle, the former royal is revealing what really happened. With his spokesperson telling People August 2nd, I can confirm neither of those things are true. Prince Harry and Prince Andrew have never had a physical fight, nor did Prince Andrew ever make those comments about the Duchess of Sussex to Prince Harry.
Of course they're going to say that. What are they going to say? Oh, they hate each other.
According to the Daily Mail, the upcoming biography by author Andrew Lowney claims that Harry and the Duke of York got into a, quote, heated argument at a royal family gathering, leading to a behind Harry's back, and that the prince privately suggested to his nephew that his relationship with Meghan wouldn't last because she was a, quote, opportunist.
I mean, that's not false. That's the British way of saying a clown chancellor. Have you ever saged the room? Oh, yeah. A lot of Gen Z girls do this. They sage your room because they feel like they got to cleanse it. That's called being a sociopath. You sage your room, you sage your car, maybe you open up a new business, you sage that with the candles, and you open up all the room, all the doors, all the drawers. Have you ever heard about sage in a vagina? I don't think you've heard about that. Maybe I'm missing out. But I have not heard about saging a vagina. But we'll learn about it right here.
Paris Jackson shedding some light on this photo snapped weeks after the anniversary of her dad Michael's death.
Oh, it's a secret. No one,
no one, no. All right, I gotta scoop over there because it can't be right, can't be right.
July, sobbing during a stroll in Malibu. Paris taking to social media to explain, those are breakup tears. And now?
Make sure to get her vagina. For real.
She needs it.
Yep, it appears Paris is embracing her single girl era and looking for a clean slate. The 27-year-old was engaged to music producer and sound engineer Justin Long.
Definitely a clean slate.
Every once in a while.
Is it Nino doing the harms?
Yeah.
They're good.
They started dating in 2022 after they connected backstage at The Tonight Show. He popped the question last year, just a month before she celebrated 5 years of sobriety from drugs and alcohol.
I'm going to say this. If you don't set an immediate date for your engagement, he's just trying to lock you down because he's afraid you're going to leave. All right, I got to skip over this, but it's videos of her saging her vagina. Let me see if I can play a little more of it.
Son of Cartier, and there's
her with her ring. All right, there's not much to this. But yeah, I've never heard of saging a vagina.
Well, it seems Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson's relationship is getting the stamp of approval from someone very special.
I don't think he cares about your approval. I think he cares about those boobies being in his face.
Amid rumors the Naked Gun actors may be more than just co-stars, the sister of Liam's late wife, Natasha Richardson, is reacting to their relationship. After Pamela posts a carousel of cute pics with the Irish actor promoting their new film on Instagram August 1st, Natasha's younger sister, Jolie Richardson, comments a series of red hearts on the post. This sweet gesture comes as Liam, who was married to Natasha for 15 years before her tragic death in a 2009 ski accident, has sparked romance rumors with the former Playboy model. And while the pair have played coy on the status of their relationship, their PDA tells another story. During the July 22nd Naked Gun premiere in London, things got steamy between the co-stars as Pamela posed alongside Liam with her hand on his chest before planting a kiss on his cheek. E! News then caught up with the pair on the red carpet in New York for the action comedy flick, where the two gushed about their working relationship.
Two Hollywood icons. Surely this movie is not the first time that your paths have crossed. Did you guys ever meet before this set?
We never did.
No.
No.
And now we're banging every night. 856. 49 Hopping. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. We're just flying through the show.
Yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic.
Oh, sure.
Breaking down the scenes.
I got it.
Living out the dreams. Ex-wives wildin'. Stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs all in on the schemes. Hoppy swoops, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy hour got that shock and awe.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
The pregnant wife of former NBA player Danilo Gallinari on the...
Yeah, he was a bird.
The road to recovery after a shark attack. Eleonora Boy detailed the incident on Instagram August 1st.
Gosh, she's freaking hot. An NBA player having a hot wife? No way!
Posting this pic as she receives treatment for a shark bite after reportedly suffering an open wound on her thigh.
Well, I'm glad she's doing okay. Mm-hmm.
$165 million max contract. Luka Doncic has signed his 3-year, $165 million max contract extension with a player option in 2028 and is now eligible for a projected 5-year, $417 million contract in 2028.
God, he's getting all skinny. You know, the freaking Mavs are freaking out.
But there were a few Laker teammates in attendance for Luka's press conference, and we've all seen and heard about the new shape that he's in. But here's what Luka had to say about that.
I'm curious, too, for you. First, how do you plan to celebrate maybe today, this evening? How do you plan to celebrate this?
Eating healthy because LeBron's watching over me?
Yes.
There's a surprise, so I don't know yet.
Oh, there's a surprise. Stay tuned. I'm also curious. There's a lot.
That reporter sounds dumb.
That's been made of this new Luka, the shape that you're in right now. Do you feel that you're in the best shape of your basketball career? And what charged this sort of refocus this summer that we're seeing?
I don't know, because he was fat. What a dumb question. These reporters of all genders say the stupidest things.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, it was like a fresh start for me.
All right, so there's that.
Obviously, I was on my way on doing it, but it was just kind of fresh start. Had a little more time, you know, to get my mind off basketball, just doing other things.
Banging some side chicks, banging some snow buddies.
So I would just say, like, a fresh start for me.
What do you?
All right, so there's that. Sophie Cunningham said that Caitlin Clark is the face of the WNBA. Man, I could not get those words out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she's better at getting words out.
And it literally like pisses me off when people are like, she's not the face of the league.
Who would be?
What?
Sabrina? No.
No, there's really good, well-known people in our league. I'm not discrediting them. Like, we have a lot of badasses in our league. Yeah. Like, hell yeah to that. I'm all for that. But when people try to argue that she's not the face of our league,
yeah,
or if our league would be where we're at without her, you're dumb as
Seems about right to the ESPN media.
We're at without her, you're dumb as
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Let me press this button here. Do me. Oh, yeah, you can vote for Hoppy Hour. tinyurl.com/hoppyhour2025, HOPPE hour 2025, to vote for best podcast, best radio show, best radio station, and best radio host, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. tinyurl.com/hoppyhour2025. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back, or maybe not. Hang on. I got to go take a dump because of the coffee.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here is Pitt with Big Man and Lil Daddy with Teenage Years. Certified gangsta.
It's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks. And doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game. I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
Now I would change it for the world. Talking about that life that I lived. Even though my mama got kicked out of her, cause there wasn't no lights in the crib. Man, I remember coming home, wasn't nothing to eat at my house. But a block of cheese and that peanut butter that was just too thick for my mouth. Had plastic bottom shoes in school where I wasn't trying to get picked. To play no basketball in gym, cause niggas rank on your shit. Man, I was sick, like sick and tired, I had to go grind. So when they say what P.I.T. mean, I say putting in my time. Pippin' and tag, shit and I ain't trying to go back. Might catch me spittin' off in this booth, out there peddling crack. Still in a splat, the pinnacle that murdered me a snitch. Sometimes I felt like 50 Cent, I wanted to die, get rich. Ain't that a bitch? They gave my partner Ray 30 years. But shooting his baby mama, that tell you just how crazy life feels. I shed tears, my dollar done got found in the street. His plugger killed him over crack, then got gunned down with his heat. And that's real.
Man, I'm stuck in the game, a lot of heartache and pain, and it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks, and doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same, niggas lost in the game, I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
Only Lord knows how long will a nigga live. And only Lord knows how many want a nigga killed. Shit, we hungry for meals, so yeah, my daddy hard grind. We got a lot of shit, but still went through hard times. I done been through the nights with no dinner, nigga. No water, lights, and cold showers during winter, nigga. Eviction notice, drug busts, and the robberies. Ends get low when niggas going on a robbing spree. And sometimes I feel like the devil cursed me, cause I lost three of my people on my birthday. And on our last meeting, yeah, it was so drastic. Wanted to see him, but they all had closed caskets.
Man, I'm stuck in the game, a lot of heartache and pain, and it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks, and doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same, niggas lost in the game, I'm trying to make it out my teenage years.
My daddy jumped off the porch as a young buck, socks full of rock and a torch trying to come up, running with old heads trying to get long bread. Think he got killed, plus my nigga tone gone fed. All my niggas leaving, I wonder if my time next. All the dirt I did, I'm surprised I ain't died yet. The Lord watching, but I feel that the devil close. Paranoid as fuck, so at night I hold my metal close. Mama pray for me, cause the devil's after your baby son. Only if mama knew all the dirt that a baby done. Only 15, yeah, I'm selling drugs, mama. Up of the third up and mixing with them thugs, mama. Daddy can't even trip, cause he know I got it for him. You know they say the apple don't fall too far from that limb. And I ain't just rapping, dawg, cause it's a well-known fact that my daddy's so dope and mama used to cook crack.
Man, I'm stuck in the game, a lot of heartache and pain, and it's all in my teenage years. Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks, and doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same, niggas lost in the game, I'm trying to make it out my teenage years. Man, I'm stuck in the game, a lot of heartache and pain, and it's all in my teenage years.
Leave the block when it's hot, with a sock full of rocks. Been doing this all in my teenage years. On my mission for riches, I lost a few of my friends, and it happened in my teenage years. Man, this shit ain't the same. Niggas lost in the game, trying to make it out my teenage years.
Certified gangsta music, nigga.
I'm gonna walk away.
Door is closing.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
You ready? Question out there to my haters, people that pretend like they don't know what I'm doing, but you listen to every second of my show. Guess what? The people that hated Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony listened longer than the people that loved them. So thanks for the listens, all 25,000 of you per month, you freaking mutants, and the nice people. Thank you. Man, funk that. Da-da-da.
Hey, it's Abe Cannon from 98 Rock, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, that's me. You know anybody? You know what I mean? A jelly, a bean? Whatever.
Hey, this is Drew Lane, and you're listening to Florida radio legend Ryan Hoppy and Hoppy Hour.
That's me.
Hey, you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. This is Eric Zane. I don't know these two people, but I know they're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Mike Calta and Rover, suck my dick for what you did to Ryan.
That's pretty direct, but it's also the truth.
Hey, this is Gary Meyer, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah, and finally, let's do this one.
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
This following segment of me playing liners was a humble brag that I know people on radio.
If a kava bar was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah.
Love us or hate us, you're still listening. Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh yeah, Ryan! Thank you for calling out that dirtbag! Unknown as Jeffrey Knight. I worked for him for 5 years. Keep me anonymous, but he's a scumbag. I appreciate that. Next message here comes from Shay, talking about the Tampa Bay Rays asking for $4 million more dollars for Tropicana Field. It is ridiculous how much money is spent on a team that doesn't want it. That money could go to much more, and they talk about small businesses will suffer if they get rid of the Trop. We'll help them instead of a baseball team. I love this!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Time to talk about that moron known as Savannah Crinsley.
Chase is not Chase. Like, it's literally like a blank shell.
The Crinsley.
For how pretty Savannah is, she might have the most annoying voice ever.
Chase is not Chase.
Got it.
Like, it's literally like a blank shell.
The Crinsleys sharing their whole new reality after Todd and Julie's prison pardon.
What?
The family's years-long plight proved perfect for their next chapter on screen. With Lifetime's first look on July 31st teasing the Crinsleys back to reality.
I hate that they got away with this. The rich and elite always win, and that should make you mad.
Long-promised docuseries surrounding Savannah and Chase as mom and dad did time for bank fraud and tax evasion. Charges they've denied since day one.
Well, why were you behind there then? You know Trump only pardoned them because he wants to bang your daughter.
Todd and Julie Crinsley have been sentenced to a combined 19 years in prison.
My dad always told me, I'm sorry that I couldn't apologize for something I didn't do.
I hate rich people like this. You're the worst.
Seeing them say goodbye was really hard.
Who cares? Dad got to blow some guys in prison.
Oh, never forget him opening the door and just
shut up!
Watching him walk away.
I guess we were still all in a fog.
And I hate that I'm emotional, but I can't help it.
What?
Among the on-screen struggles set to play out come September, Saf concerned over her brother's well-being as the family put up a united front for their parents.
Chase is not Chase.
He's a sociopathic douchebag name-dropping moron.
Like, it's literally like a blank shell.
He got...
God, he's a drunken douche.
Got arrested at a bar.
He needs help.
You need help.
There's a part of me that is so afraid.
And you're such a simp now, Savannah, wearing your MAGA clothes. You look like a moron!
He's gonna die. I'm literally, like, I don't even want to try to have a relationship with him.
All right, that's the best thing you can do for him.
Meanwhile, Todd and Julie, reuniting after more than 2 years with zero communication between the longtime couple.
They were probably never happier. Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen your spouse for 3 years. It's never going to be like it is before. And if they...
It should be just bang each other out. Oh, wait, that's right. Todd's probably in the closet.
Say that, then that's not true.
All right, there's that.
I want people to know the truth. What...
There's no truth. You did tax evasion and you got away with it because in the rich elite era we're living in, the rich and elite always win because our president's like that.
Actually went down with my family.
Looking at this as me exposing the truth.
Well, if you expose the truth, come out gay.
I have nothing to hide.
We can tell this story today and then we can be done with this part of our life.
God, I hate this family.
I'm looking at this as me exposing the truth.
And in the Chrisleys.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up.
Looking at this as me exposing the truth.
And in the Chrisleys Back to Reality trailer, fans also got a glimpse into the emotional moment Todd and Julie were reunited after 28 months apart.
Well, God, he's like, I miss men.
We survived.
We gotta get that pool boy back.
He survived.
But the Chrisley family drama only amped up while Todd and Julie were away, especially with Todd and Julie's estranged daughter, Lindsay.
Yeah, she's the classy one. She's not a mutant like you guys.
Own family members betray us.
No, you're just whipped because they have all the money, so you're going to side with the parents, and I bet Lindsay has her own money and doesn't need their money. You're all whipped. Being honest.
Prosecutor read the letter Lindsay wrote to the FBI. We're no longer family. Lose our last name.
Shut up!
Shocking claims from Todd's former business partner. The two were allegedly in an intimate relationship.
My dad always told me, I'm sorry that I couldn't apologize for something I didn't do.
Seeing them say goodbye was really hard. I'll never forget him opening the door and just watching him walk away.
This is a Savannah, a cackling hen. I'd rather listen to this than listen to Savannah.
Not having my parents around almost felt like a death.
Chase is not Chase.
All right, we already heard that. God, I hate the Chrisleys. And I know you hate me too, so screw you. All right, finally, Brooke Hogan said she's getting back into music. She had that song About Us that was great. I can't play that because of copyright, but I can play this, Everything to Me.
hope there's room for me. Oh, baby, I wanna make you see. Yeah, there's nothing more to fear. Cause everything's right here. I'm everything you want. I'm everything you need. And every little part of you is a part of me.
Oh, sir. I got it. This is good. It's a banger.
That you're everything to me.
Besides you, Dizzy, you're a douchebag and a bitch.
TikTok, Toxic Juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed in hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.